story of the pails there. Almost falling asleep and then realizing and thinking, maybe, at least. Yes, looking back at his life there. But what he found himself surrounded and still finds, of course, is selfish men, selfish women. And speaking about, thinking about the woman issue in life for him as a man, how these are roles that you play according to a bodily form that we have been given when we took birth here. Not necessarily conforming with our actual gender, as the same when we enter a second life or something. But that it's not about that. It's about how both those in woman bodies and those in male bodies can be good or bad, of course. And how it's about that. You know, you've got these selfish men, selfish women running around, and they play roles, acting for example, romantic game. How I can get a man who is rich, handsome, good in bed, and so on. A good father. Good chromosomes, whatever. And he thinking the same, a beautiful lady that, you know, is good in bed, and big this, and small that, and so on and so forth. And how often that is what we find there behind the screen. So when Pio steps out there, he and his friends, you know, they are not like that. There are some of them who are not like that, and they see this, so they sometimes they don't see it because they trust others and they don't really like or even understand this stupid game that everyone else seems to be kind of agreeing upon the rules of, that it's just a game, you fool, you should play along, not try to pretend this is all for real. Which, you know, some they think, yeah, that makes sense, so let me just play along. I'm on stage here. And yeah, some they make art of that, such as Pio's so-called friend Rob. And some of those avant-garde artists that then lead art into a pit of meaninglessness and cynicism and just making a name for yourself. So yeah, we can kind of just play around in this landscape among these people. And how the humans, the modern humans, the postmodern humans are and live and try to function and understand life and everything, and the materialism and the bewilderment resulting from that, and so on and so forth.